does that, then you know it's done.
Confused.
Someone can check.
Can you pull the camera
shot? Yep, calling right now.
I'm gonna go back.
So, they're wrong.
One, six, eight, six, four, one, one, zero, zero is not available.
Is it time?
Should it be this difficult to reach? Well, he said you can't cancel, you can though. Right? You can cancel if you want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
okay. But they were sick.
So these people are sick.
Yeah.
They could have rescheduled too.
But
wouldn't he know that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he offered to reschedule. Or they offered something, I don't know. Yes. Hello, Mr. Switzer. Hi, this is Bob Vickery from the Town of Colchester Assessor's Office. Calling you for your meeting with the Board of Listers. Alright, I'm going to put you on speakerphone, okay? Hey, Mr. Switzer, you still there?
Yes.
Great. So we're going to go around the table, introduce ourselves, and then you'll have about 15 minutes to talk to the listers, let them know what you think the value should be and why, and then the Board of Listers will ask you a few questions, and then they will close this meeting to deliberate, and then after the deliberation session, you will be sent a result or grievance notice in the mail from the Board of Listers. Okay?
Okay, sounds
good. All right, so yep. My name is Bob Vickery. I'm the Town of Colchester Assessor's Office. Assessor?
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
I'm Angela McDonald.
I'm Jerry Barrows.
All right, that's awesome. Everyone who's here, so you have the floor.
Awesome. Thanks, everyone. I'm Cale Schweitzer. Sorry I couldn't come in today. I don't know if it comes through my phone, but I'm a little sick today. I'm a new homeowner. My wife and I bought this house 2 years ago. So we're a little bit new to this stuff, but, you know, I know there's been a lot of chatter on these reassessments. And in particular, it felt like our assessment was much higher than a lot of my neighbors. And, like, in particular, we bought this house 3 years ago at $450,000. You know, and that's, it's pretty recent, so in my opinion, that's what it should really be at. And the 526 is 70% increase of that, 76,000 more, just seems like a lot. And based on the calculations I've done, I mean, that would mean a significant increase in our taxes. And, you know, in a vacuum, like, I don't know what decisions kind of go into this, but especially comparing to some of my neighbors' homes, stuff like that. I know one of my neighbors is like, I think their reassessment was under 500,000, and they've got a nice shed. Our shed is falling apart. They've got a fully finished basement. Ours is like one out of three rooms is partially finished. We have a one-car garage. They have a two-car garage. They have an above-ground pool. We don't have a pool. So, you know, when I try and do comparisons like that, it just seems like it's maybe over the top. I know when the assessor came, you know, like I said, a first-time homeowner, so he came to the door, I wasn't prepared, that's on me. He asked that he'd come in, but if not, you know, he would just look at the outside of the property. So I don't know if that maybe like affected it because he didn't get a chance to see, like, you know, our dingy basement or something like that. But yeah, to me, it just seems like the numbers are there that we spent that $450 back 3 years ago. And even then, I mean, I know the market hasn't really gotten much better, but like that was a lot to pay for. We overpaid for that. I think it was listed for like $400, and we even paid more because of the way the market was at the time. So so that would be my argument, is that it should be more in line with that number rather than that 526, which I think is really high.
So more in line with your neighbors at 497?
Yes. I believe that's 228 Eagle Park was the neighbor I'm talking about. Like, they have a two-story, we're in a ranch. Like, I've been in his house because we're friends, and it's like, you know, when I found out what his was in particular, I was like, Jesus, like, that's crazy. Okay. So we haven't put a lot of work into this house either since moving in. We put, like, a front walkway in. My wife has done gardening, but, like, other than that, and, like, some painting and stuff, but there's been, like, no real kind of work put into this place.
Have you had a chance to look over your assessment and make sure that that is correct? Square footage, number of bedrooms, basement finish area?
I don't have it in front of me. I looked back when I had it, but I don't know where it is right now. I'm sure I should.
And did you find anything that on there that jumped out at you that was for the data that was accurate or inaccurate?
Yeah, I can't speak to it directly, unfortunately.
Okay.
Do you have central air?
Yes. We did put that, I forgot about that. We did put that in the year we moved in.
Okay.
So we put the ductwork was there, but we bought it from the pump.
You had forced hot air.
The ductwork was there. Right. The ductwork was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a finished basement?
It's partially finished. If I had to put it kind of like in percentages, because there's like two smaller rooms and one big room, and one of the smaller rooms we turned into like a workout room. When we moved in, it already had drywall and like lights installed in the ceiling, but the other two rooms are completely unfinished, just storage right now.
Okay, because we have your finished basement at 960 square feet, which is about 3/4 of the overall footprint of the property, of the house.
That you have as finished?
For my basement?
Yeah. Yeah, we only have one small unfinished room, which looks like it's 16 by 12. The rest of it's finished. Sounds right? Okay.
Yeah.
But you just said that it's only finished in one room.
Correct, yeah.
The rest of it has no sheetrock or anything?
Let me go look. Because there's something on the wall in the main room.
So we look at finished space as having three of the four criteria. So it's got to have floor cover, wall cover, ceiling cover, and heat. It has three of those four things, it's finished.
Honestly, I think I'm gonna shut the door because my dog's turning down here. I don't know what's official finish. Like, the wall is like kind of this for lack of a better word, it's like a cork board kind of thing.
Does it have a ceiling? A finished ceiling?
It's got an empty drop ceiling track. Because when we moved in, it was all like disheveled and falling apart. So we took out all of the ceiling tiles. Now there's just a broken track, which we're planning to eventually remove.
Does it have flooring?
It's got a carpet on half of it, and then the other half, no carpet.
And what about heat?
I guess the duct work does come down here, but that's in like the main bay, and then if you go into that third area, I mean, that's all nothing on the walls, it's just studs and insulation. So I would say like a third of it.
Okay, so a third you would say is completely unfinished?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. You can, what would be great is if you could print off a card. If you go into the Town of Colchester website on the GIS map, and then go to print your property record card and print your card out, and just measure your basement and draw it out, and then email that to me, we can make sure that that's accurate.
Okay, print property record card.
Yep.
And then measure my basement.
Yeah, you want to measure the unfinished area of the basement.
Okay.
Okay, and then so, email it to me, and we'll make sure that the basement square footage is accurate.
Okay, and tell me again what your criteria is for finished.
Well, it should have three of the four, so it has to have floor cover, wall cover, ceiling, and heat. So if it's got three of those four, we would consider it finished.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, like, the one half of the main bay has no flooring, but it does have, like, walls. Would you count the ceiling track without the tiles as, like, a ceiling cover?
No.
Okay. Yeah, all right, so it's a little nuanced. I'll make sure I note all that in the email.
Okay.
I'll send pictures, too, if that helps.
Okay, thank you.
That would be very helpful.
Yeah.
And you know how to get your card? Colchester, Vermont, okay. Assessor Office, GIS. And then you go into the assessment map, and up in the upper left-hand corner, type your name or your address, and it'll pull up your property assessment card.
Okay. Yeah, I know the GIS site you're talking about, but you have to look for something in the corner to find a
yes.
Property.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can handle that. Are you saying to do right now?
You can do it anytime in the next day or so. Just email it to me.
Okay. Sounds good.
We're just looking over the paperwork.
Yep, no worries. Yeah, and not to interrupt you, but just another thing to take note of is the shed we have is basically falling apart. I mean, that thing is not long grown. When the inspector looked at it when we moved in, he basically said it's got a good foundation. So, and that's about it.
Okay.
So we use it for stored wood and a couple of things that we don't mind if it collapses on it. It's not that bad, but you know. But just to note that.
Okay.
Questions, Bob?
No, I don't either. Anybody else have any questions?
No. I'm good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I'll make sure to get that information over to you.
Yeah, and just to let you know, we did send out the official change of assessment notices yesterday, so you will receive that in the next week or so. And then in about 3 to 4 weeks, you will receive the result of grievance notice from this meeting.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.